Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the today's story is about two brothers who lived on opposite sides of a mountain. One brother was very rich, but he had no wife and no children. The other brother was very poor, but he was blessed with a wife and many children. The rich brother felt very, very sorry for his poor brother. And he said, what's going to happen to him when he gets old? He won't be able to work. How will he be able to support himself? And the poor brother said, I feel so sorry for my rich brother. He has no children. So when he gets old, who will take care of him? So one night, the poor brother, in the middle of the night, thinking how sorry he feels for his richer brother, went to his barn in the middle of the night and got several bundles of wheat from the wheat harvest and brought them over the hill and down onto the other side where his rich brother lived, and he quietly opened the door to the barn, and he put the bundles of wheat into the barn to make his brother a little bit richer. Later that night, in the middle of the night, the rich brother got up, and he said, I feel so sorry for my poor brother. I'm going to give him some bundles of my wheat harvest, so that he'll have extra, and maybe he'll be able to start to save some money so that later on, when he gets old, he'll be able to take care of himself. And he brought some of his wheat bundles from his barn down to the other side of the hill, up the hill and down the hill, the other side, put them in the poor brother's barn. The next morning, when the poor brother got up, he went to his barn, and he looked, and he saw, what a surprise. I have the same number of bundles that I had yesterday. But how could that be? I gave some bundles to my brother. Of course, we know the answer, and that is because the rich brother gave some back to the poor brother. But when the rich brother went to his barn, he looked at the bundles that he had and he said, how could it be? I had the same number of bundles that I had yesterday. I gave some bundles to my brother. How could I have the same number? And of course, we know the answer, because it's true that he gave some bundles to his brother, who's a poor brother, but the poor brother gave some back to the rich brother later on in the middle of the night or before. And so this happened each night for two or three nights, that each brother got up in the middle of the night and gave some bundles to the brother. And later in the middle of the same night, the other brother also gave some bundles to his brother. And therefore, every morning, both brothers had the same amount. Finally, one night, after a few of these nights and a few of the mornings when they were both mystified, how could they have the same number of bundles? The rich brother went up over the hill again with the bundles for his brother. But this time, at the same time, the poor brother went up over the hill with bundles for his rich brother. And this time they met at the top of the hill. They looked at each other, and they both realized immediately how it was that they always had the same number of bundles in the morning, even though they gave their brother bundles the night before. They realized how much they loved each other. They dropped their bundles, and they embraced. They hugged one another, and Hashem said, this is the spot where the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash is built on a certain spot because of Ava Yisrael, and one Jew loving his fellow Jew. And therefore, it's so important to increase in loving our fellow Jew, especially at all times, but especially at this time, when it's the time when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's so important to have extra Avos Yisrael, extra love of our fellow Jew. May the Beis HaMikdash be built immediately. So you bought the Beis HaMikdash from Hayda Vimenu, the Seincha, Kenebus, Arasacho, the coming of Mashiach right away. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.